opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh. 7:05 in the morning, it's June the 22nd, it's Friday! And our phone lines are still 530-605-4567. And we are still streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, just come in and listen to the show. And we got a great email from somebody, and Linda can talk about that a little bit later on. But people in Ohio are listening to us. We're listening to Linda.
It's really cool. On my Father's Day special show last Thursday night, by the name of Jim Chain. Yeah, we're going to shout out to him, to Jim and his family.
Yeah, well, I want to spend more time on that one after we come back from our breaks. Today we've got a great show. We've got Jim Nielsen calling in. We listened to Maurice Johannesson yesterday, to Senator Johannesson, who did such great work with us, to get him to put the money back in the budget for our opening up the veterans' homes, not only here but in Fresno. But it appears that last night or the night before, and it just came out, that the veterans' home is on a list of trigger cuts, which means if we do not vote for Jerry Brown's exorbitant tax plan to raise our taxes, we're not going to get the money to open up the homes. Now, to me, and Jim Nielsen's going to come on, I want to make sure I'm understanding this right. This is Bruce Ross put this in his blog, and it was a great deal. We're going to talk about that later too. But then Bob Dunlap's coming in to finish up some veteran stuff that we want to talk about the latest and what's going on in that. And then plus 1,000 other things we're going to talk about.
Of course we are. Let's talk about the weather right now, because this is the weird weather. Currently 59 degrees. You know, we had some friends that have a place in Mount Shasta, and they said, hey, get ready for thunderstorms. I don't know if the kayaking's coming out tomorrow. I'm not sure. 60% chance of showers likely. If you're just stepping outside, you know, you can taste a little bit of the humidity and know that there's damp in the atmosphere. It looks like we are going to have rainfall and showers tonight with temperatures around 54. So we're going to get just to be around 69 today. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We had a great time. We went out there last night. The third Thursday of every month, Enjoy Magazine will come on and take over the On the Spot with Linda Bott, 6 o'clock slot. And so they were here last night. It gave us a perfect opening to go out and have pizza night, where Chef John Stadelli has a brick oven outside on the deck. It was a spectacular night. We saw lots of friends out there we haven't seen in a while, and it was great. So hats off to John Stadelli. If you've gone out there before.
They ran out of pizza.
Yeah, the food is so good.
They ran out of pizza.
Excellent. And they are building a huge garden. And last night we had, I don't know, was it the first zucchini that ever was made?
Came out of the garden, and they make it a certain way. But here's the bottom line is there was a lot of people up there last night. Great food. They had not just pizza. If you want other things, you can get that. Their salads. Then they had some scampi, shrimp scampi, and some other things. But it was a nice time, and that was what we were talking about. And Ensemble Vineyards, 474-5546. Music, they've got dancing, they've got it all.
We have a couple shout-outs that we're going to be talking about some things after our break. But before we do that, we love this minute that we always get to hear about what's happening in the market. And our expert from Wells Fargo, Josh Wiley, is on the line. What's happening, Josh?
Well, we have a good start to the day. Financial stocks are looking to rebound from yesterday's deep losses ahead of an announced Moody's downgrade to many large U.S. banks. Tech stocks are also showing early strength. Currently, the Dow's up 67 points at 12,640, while the NASDAQ is up 16 at 2,875, and the S&P 500 is up 6 at 1,331. Oil's up 32 cents this morning at $78.52 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.71%. Gold's up 70 cents this morning at $1,566, while silver is down 19 cents at $26.71 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Home Depot's up a quarter at $51.51, GE's up 7 pennies at $19.60, while Bank of America's up a dime at $7.92. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh Wiley, one of our favorite guys. Anytime you need information about what's happening on Wall Street or stocks or investments, go down and see Josh from the Wells Fargo Advisors over in Park Marina Drive. Well, they're here Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got a lot of things we want to talk about. We want to talk about some things that are happening around town here. We want to talk about veterans. We want to talk about this day in history. Everything. We'll be right back.
Know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
I'm attorney Lucky Jastrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy changing, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jastrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jastrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning, June the 22nd. It is Friday. And you know what? We didn't welcome Bad Bob. Hey, Bad Bob.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
I'm going to have to run out and put the top up on the Jeep.
Wow.
No, you don't, because I saw that homeless guy over there urinating on your seat, so... There's
don't even
difference.
Go there.
Oh, you know what? We want to talk about crime in parks too. But first, Linda.
I just want to give a couple, special announcements here. The Shasta Builders Exchange Training Center is offering discounts to veterans and active military personnel in all of its seminars. So the training center, of course, provides courses including safety, business management, and continuing education. So dial 222-1917. I think that's a really nice outreach program. Also, Turtle Bay, if you're wondering what's going down there and you're, happening to wonder where the restaurant was, of course, you know, we had Catania on the other day and he's got a new restaurant called Smoked that's out off of Airport Road. But what's taking that place is Turtle Bay Exploration Park is going to be celebrating the grand opening of its museum store and coffee bar. On Saturday, the museum store has been relocated to the former Turtle Bay Cafe space near the south side of the Sundial Bridge. Of course, the store's moved to make room for the park's new Sheraton Hotel. So it looks like that's in print. They're trying to make that happen. The construction has not started on the hotel. But the grand opening will take place from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and features special discounts and taste samples. The first 100 customers will receive a free 12-ounce cup of Pete's Coffee. Again, this day in history, we know some of you love that. On June 22nd, this was deemed on 1937 that Joe Louis, the Brown Bomber, knocked out James Braddock in a box match in Chicago, Illinois. That lasted 8 rounds, and Louis was announced as the world heavyweight boxing champion. Exactly 1 year later, on this day in 1938, Joe Louis knocked out Germany's Max Schmeling in the first round and about at Yankee Stadium. Wish we had a soundbite on that.
Well, you know what? What they didn't put in there is that Max Schmeling beat him badly in the first fight. And then this time when Louis came back, he destroyed Schmeling. And Schmeling was kind of like, remember back, this was during the Nazi era.
Mm-hmm.
And that Schmeling was kind of like a hero of the Nazis. They threw him out the Aryan race. And there he was, and he beat the black fighter. And, of course, you know, the Nazis were very happy. And then he came back in 38. And Joe Louis just took him apart. Later on in life, Joe Louis and Max Schmeling became friends.
He was the world heavyweight boxing. He held the crown for 11 years, 8 months, and 7 days. He boxed for 11 years, 8 months, 7 days, and 30 matches to retain the title. The International Boxing Hall of Famer's first fight was at a boxing club where he fought for, what do you think he fought for?
I don't know.
A couple bucks.
$7 worth of food.
Well, you know what? Back then, you know, people fight. People get in. If you look at fighters through the centuries, and you look at, you know, in the early 1900s, you had the fighters were the Irish and the Italians coming up, and there's a Jewish where Jews were fighting in there. And then as time goes on, you know, it's a way of escaping from
poverty.
And then of course then the black fighters and the Mexican fighters and you're getting fighters coming in from other countries. So it's a way to escape what's happened. It's a way to keep them off the streets too. So,
well, something that happened, you know, okay, so that's what happened this day in history. And of course, before that we were talking about with the museum. You know, this morning I had heard on the wire something that disturbed me so much. You know, sometimes I'm a visual person and I can't get things out of my mind. And I don't have the specifics in front of me, but it was about two gals walking on the Sacramento River Trail.
Yeah, near the Sundial Bridge.
You know, it's kind of one of those things where if you're pushing a baby cart or you're in a place where you're taking a walk and you're thinking of, you know, in the zone. Well, evidently, both of these women were attacked. And this was just
This was Wednesday night. Two men jumped these two women, assaulted them. The one woman was 18 and a college student. The other one was her girlfriend. They were walking down at 10:45. And people go, well, what were they doing at 10:40? Well, you know what? She's 8 months pregnant. They're going for a walk. Maybe they live down there. Maybe they felt like it was safe. There's lights and all that. Two guys over 6 feet tall jumped them, beat the pregnant woman down to the ground, kicked her in the stomach. The other one had her purse stolen, and they ran off. And this has caused a great deal of consternation. But last night, the 18-year-old woman who was pregnant
had the baby,
and it's healthy.
Yeah.
So that's a
trauma.
But the fact is, look at the front pages lately, my friends. What's going on here? Shootings at the truck stop. They catch the guy, and his nickname is Shoot 'em. Shoot 'em. Is that something? Shoot 'em.
Shoot 'em up.
Shoot 'em up or something like that. Then you have cars being stolen. You have people being assaulted. You have it's just one thing after another, and you can't tell me that the realignment policy has nothing to do with this. Of course it does. And the other thing is why can't we take our city back from thugs? What's it going to take? Is it going to take a sweep of these areas and you pick them up and you just push them to a holding area and you just keep doing it every night until they leave?
How about a star chamber?
We don't want to go there. But what we do, but the thing is here it is, we don't have room for them. But I wonder, is it illegal to put a holding cell someplace like in a camp and just stuff them there for like 10 days? Probably. Okay, we got to take a break. Carl on the bot. We got Charles on the phone. We'll be coming right back to Charles. Bruce Ross wrote a rejoinder to Gary Cadd. Bruce wrote it in his editorial on Wednesday. Gary Cadd came in, and then Bruce wrote a rejoinder about Agenda 21 and other things on it. Does that mean we bring Gary back one more time? We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Rock and Roll Bingo is one of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo. Rock and Roll Bingo. On Friday, July 13th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games and play Rock and Roll Bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, July 13th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river. Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Filing a claim for disability or pension can be a difficult process. If you have a claim with the Department of Veterans Affairs or are considering filing a claim with the VA, you will want to attend a special town hall meeting hosted by the Northern California Healthcare System Reading VA Clinic. The meeting will be at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street in Reading at 6 p.m. on Friday, the 29th of June. Experts from the VA Regional Office in Oakland and from the McClellan VA Outpatient Clinic in Sacramento will be on hand to provide information about the claims process and details of a compensation and pension exam. For more information, please call the Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 225-5616. Again, the town hall meeting is Friday, the 29th of June at 6 p.m.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:25 in the morning, June the 22nd. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, finest walk-in humidor in the state. Finest, best, and lowest prices for tobacco products in the city of Reading. They do so much for our community with all the ways they support our community. And Joe and Shelley and Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts down there. People are treated like royalty. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. On the paper day, we've been getting things in the mail from Don Kirk. Don Kirk, by the way, is not running for city council, he told me. about Jefferson Public Radio and opening up in the big brouhaha going on up there in Oregon. We'll have a little bit more on this. But let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, something else happened on this day in history.
Oh, okay. What else happened?
June 22nd, 1941, Germany invaded Russia.
The beginning of the end. Operation what, Barbarossa?
Yep. Six Nazi army groups going across the border into the Soviet Union.
Did not learn his lessons from Napoleon, did he?
No.
And this was the beginning of the end. They swept through Russia, destroying most of the Russian army, until they got to the gates of what, Stalingrad?
Yeah. Well, in 1941, they managed to get all the way to Moscow, and something happened. It was called
winter.
It was called Russian weather.
Yeah, that's right. The winter.
The got stuck in mud so that they couldn't move their vehicles, and then
they froze to it.
Got so cold they couldn't fly half their planes.
Yep,
he and did. And then the Siberian reserves started showing up around early December, and that's when the counterattack started beginning.
Well, it was a huge mistake on his part, but you know, this is what happens when you have hubris. You know, he thought he could do anything.
Yeah.
And just as Napoleon did, and the weather defeated Napoleon just as it did the Nazi army. And hundreds of thousands of them were taken prisoner, never to be seen again, by the way. Mm-hmm. Okay, Charles, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We will talk to you later.
We always appreciate our loyal listeners.
Yeah,
everything. Another thing that I wanted to bring up, because today we're going to be doing a potpourri of subjects.
Until 7:30.
Until 7:30. Wanted to, you know, when we're, for instance, I know that we, along with some really good friends, are going to be, you know, doing some hiking and stuff this weekend. So want to let you know that if you're hiking and, you know, deer ticks are something that's very, very common, you can get them inside your hair or, you know, in your clothing, and they get in there and you don't even know you can bring them home. So this, they can also infect you with Lyme disease. So one of the things that they've said to do is place the tweezers close to its head and pull straight out with the whole tick. Don't burn, twist, or use chemicals to remove them.
I have a great tick story, but
tell
I can't
me.
Tell it, and I can't tell it on the radio. It was.
What are we supposed to do with that, Carl? Story.
Well, you know, it happened to another Marine that had a tick.
Oh, I remember. Well, you know, I can remember.
I've told you that story.
Oh, yeah.
I've told you that story.
Oh, yeah.
Another Marine had a tick and how it got removed. Hey, there's a benefit show for our veterans. At American Legion Post 746 at 3297 Chestnut Street in Cottonwood. And they want to honor veterans and enjoy an evening of country music. They're going to have William Miller there, Jonathan Foster, Casey Johnson. There's no door charge.
Wow.
All donations will be given to veterans. Again, a benefit show for our veterans tonight at the American Legion Post 746 on Chestnut Street in Cottonwood. Thank you so much, American Legion. There's 2,500 American Legioners running around town. So if you see, people in red, white, and blue shirts, they're there. What else?
And there's a big convention going on in town this weekend.
That's the American Legion.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Occupy Reading. They're going to go after Bank of America. The only reason I'm giving them time is because they're going after the Bank of America, which I really dislike. At 1661, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., they're going to march then downtown to another bank. anyway, that's the Occupy Reading. We'll revisit the downtown Bank of America tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then they're going to march some other places. So you go on down there and see what's going on. Carl and Linda Bott, we're going to break for the news, come back, and I believe Jim Nielsen should be calling us around now. And we want to talk about what's happening in Sacramento, but especially what the Democrats just did to the veterans' home.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street's kicking off the last trading day of the week in a sea of green. Stocks are on the rise a day after suffering their second worst loss of the year. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 60 points. Oil prices continue to hover around an eight-month low. Signs of a slowing global economy have been taking a toll on crude this week. And with oil trading below $79 a barrel, Americans are breathing a sigh of relief at the pump. According to AAA's Daily Fuel Gauge, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is now $3.45. And General Motors is revving up its efforts in Russia. The automaker will be investing $1 billion in its Russian operation over the next 5 years. Chief Exec Dan Akerson and former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger broke ground on the plant in St. Petersburg. GM expects to double its annual production in that region by 2015. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock, and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
And I know all those buttons. All those buttons and people calling Bad Bob. Poor Bad Bob. It's Friday.
The
you know.
Lines are full.
Oh, the lines are full.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful June 22nd. It's currently the temperature.
No,
let's see. What are we going to be showers like today? We're 69. And Bob's looking up what we are exactly downtown studios. 59 degrees. Right down in the downtown studios, and of course we have all these microclimates, so that's where we are down on Market Street. Showers likely today with temperatures around tonight, 54. Again, we're going to be around 69 with 60% chance of showers. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards.
Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Redding Crackmaster can do the job for you. Just going down to 3280 Market Street right here in Redding, and you can go small chips up to cracks up to 24 inches. And he guarantees his work, and he's a great guy. Give him a call at 241-8373. We get our cars worked on down there. He fixes the windshields without any question, and we trust it. Okay, we're going to go to the phones with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, who's going to give us an update of what's happening in Sacramento. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning to you, and we'll give you a report on what the California budget, which could be likened to the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, is doing.
Well, you know what? Am I seeing something like, you know, they give it to us in the daytime, and then at night they cut it out?
No, actually, it's all done behind closed doors both day and night. The veterans home, that's the current item.
I'm appalled by this.
In and out, in and out. The conflicting message late last night that maybe one version of it, the Senate is going to leave it be, but the Assembly, the other way around, the Senate version is going to take, what it does, it makes the veterans home agreement that we wrought again this year. That allowed it to be opening on time, a little over $10 million to do so, both Fresno and Redding. Well, that's going to be in, but subject to the governor's trigger. Trigger meaning if the tax increases of $35 billion don't pass, then this goes out the window. It's, again, a repeat of last year where we had an agreement to keep it online, and in the dark of night that got jerked out. Well, at the moment, I don't think anybody really knows whether it's in or out. The late word yesterday afternoon, it was out. Then there's some arguable. The bottom line, it hasn't been written yet.
Right.
But the Assembly version, we had it that it was in. And no trigger. But the Senate version was pushing for the trigger to be invoked. Maybe the governor was too. I don't know. I think that the governor was pushing for that, and the reason would be, as I said in interviews late yesterday, it now allows our veterans to be the victims of a hijacked budget, and that's just the way it is. It's a work in process. And more to come. Again, it's being written behind closed doors. The Senate, at least, is going to have a hearing. The Assembly is not having a hearing. When we convened a week ago, and I'm vice chairman of the Budget Committee, we sit down for a hearing on the budget, a little less than two-hour hearing on a $91 billion budget. How about that? But I sit down, and the chairman tells me, well, we're not going to have a vote. We're not going to vote on the budget? No, we're not going to have a vote. Oh, so the budget gets changed behind closed doors in the dark of night, in the light of day both, but it's all behind closed doors. There's no public input whatsoever, no hearing, no member gets a chance to ask any questions. It just shows up on the floor magically somehow, right? Oh yeah, and even Democrats were complaining. One in the Senate was complaining, a Democrat. He said, how did this get in the budget? It was defeated. It was a bill that was defeated in committee, and now it shows up in the budget. We never talked about it in my subcommittee. He's the chairman of the subcommittee. How did this get in here? And the chairman just kind of mumbled around.
So the Democrat in charge of that subcommittee never even saw this. Somebody stuck it in there again, and so again they're holding veterans as hostages. If the state does not vote for this exorbitant tax increase, which nobody wants to do, then this means that the veterans' homes can be kicked out again, and we've got two homes built that's going to cost us money just to keep them there, still no money to open them up.
Hostages in a hijacked budget. What I suggest our veterans are that in your listening audience, don't waste your time calling Jim and Doug. We're at the front lines of this battle. Get a hold of your veteran friends and organizations all over California and have them deluge the offices of members of the legislature through the weekend and Monday.
Well, you know what? We have the American Legion here. They're having their state conference here. There's like 2,500 of them, including the president and or the director of the California American Legion. I've got his phone number. I think I'll give him a call and tell him what happens. Maybe they can point this out to all the people that are here from the American Legion.
Well, I'll be speaking to him.
Okay.
I believe it's tomorrow.
Okay, then you can tell him too.
I can be on the front line, but let's all gang up and go after it. A few other things. The public safety realignment that's now massively victimizing all Californians, they're making it even worse. Newest developments include, if you are a female felon, you will be eligible even if you have a serious and violent history. You'll be eligible for early release. If you're a female inmate, get out of prison early. All of you. It is absolutely stunning. If you're a parolee, what few are left, you don't have to sign your parole conditions. That would be an obligation. You don't want to be obliged to abide by your parole conditions, so you will not be required to sign your parole conditions. Oh, because that's a parole violation, you see, if you sign your parole conditions and don't abide by them. Well, they don't want to put anybody back in prison.
Yeah.
So what's built into this, it expands what already is the case. But the whole goal here is to get every inmate and parolee out of state authority and jurisdiction.
Hey, Jim, we need to take a break here, but I want to finish up on this because I want to talk about some things that are going on here. And it just in the city of Redding, in the county of Shasta, just all in the last, probably last, in the last week. But we need to take a break here. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:42 in the morning, June the 22nd. It's 59 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
In the sturdy old heart of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and fresh, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time is due. See my daddy in bed.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning! I love this bump music. That'll make you move. Ow! Makes you have a little bit more jump when you walk out, get in your car. 7:45 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. Carl, and Bob and everybody, who is in the chat room, our guest this morning is Senator Jim Nielsen. Welcome back to the program, Senator.
Hey, what a lead-in. The Jailhouse Rock. And I'll
we can't keep them in.
State prison are doing Jailhouse Rock because they know they're going to get out.
We can't keep them in the jail.
And you can't keep them in either. As a matter of fact now, the new provision allows that if you are in jail and the county is under a population cap, you get released up to 5 days early. Now it says you can get up to at least 30 days early. Now, that's something that the counties desperately need because they're in a heck of a mess. But the bottom line is, this whole system is now geared towards get out of jail free.
Well, Jim, you know, in our chat room this morning, we have loyal listeners that love this area, have chosen this to be their, you know, place to live. That when you pick up the paper or you listen or you see or you hear at a restaurant the crime that is happening, the influx that we're saying that we have the perfect storm is now occurring. And I believe it might have been you that said the perfect storm, that said, you know, with the release of the prisoners, what's happening, you know, with the beatings and the stabbings and the guns. What was it that you said recently? I know we want to hear you repeat about female felons.
Well, they are almost all going to get early release. There has to be a program for them of non-evidence-based treatment. In other words, anything that anybody wants to call treatment, you, the inmate, just submit a plan in prison that you'll be a part of some kind of whatever. And doesn't have to be evidence-based. Nobody will track it. But you'll qualify. Even if you have a serious and violent prior offense or offenses, plural. If your most recent one was not serious and violent, you're in the class. That's not going to leave very many female inmates in prison.
Well, you know, what's happening here, it appears, Jim, and what Linda's talking about is that over this last week, we've had women being jumped and assaulted in the walking along the park. We've actually had shootings. We've had home invasions. I mean, everything that everybody that we've been talking about, what you've been talking about, what our police have been talking about, with this releasing of all these, with this realignment, and we can't get the jail open because we can't find 8 people that have the record that can actually work in the jail. I mean, it's been, we still haven't got the other floor opened up yet. We don't see this getting any better.
I'm telling you, it's getting worse. The language that's being in the dark of night and then behind closed doors in the light of day being stuffed into the budget is going to make it far worse, not better. We are in perilous times, and folks, this is all over California. I have told you that I'm getting 5 or 6 calls a day. I have just now gotten an identified list of hundreds of validated gang members, some validated as far back as 1981. They include the worst of the worst in prison, gang members, the leaders, the jefes, who've been sitting in the Pelican Bay Shoe 23 and a half hours a day alone, and then go out on the yard alone. Those dudes are now out on the streets. And I've got a list of them with their monikers, the gangs that they're affiliated with. That is terrifying. You don't just have the low, no, non, 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 which is a bunch of nonsense. But now you have got the worst of the worst that are being early released.
Okay, we're going to need to take a break here, Jim. And we've got people on the line that want to have comments, too. So we'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, our guest. We have people lined up to talk.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is inviting you to the first annual Summer Barbecue Garden Party, Friday, June 29th at the Turtle Bay Gardens. Enjoy an amazing barbecue from the San Francisco Deli, music by Music in Motion, and an opportunity to honor nonprofits, with one lucky recipient being named Nonprofit of the Year. Special thanks to PG&E, Wind River Casino, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and a Reading Bank of Commerce. Tickets are just $30 at the Chamber of Commerce. Get yours today for the best summer party of the year, June 29th at the Turtle Bay Gardens.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweep. Do you prefer hiring experts but still need to watch your money? Call Flu Season and ask about our off-season rates and guaranteed no price increase for up to 3 years. We are certified technicians servicing wood, gas, and pellet-burning heating appliances, dryer vents, and we service, repair, and install evaporative coolers. Our experience is tested. Why settle for less? Call Flu Season today, the Chimney Professionals. Free advice at 221-3331. 221-3331.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, 7:54 in the morning. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, but you know, but also we call you Senator. Is that okay?
You were a senator. That's a tradition, and anyone who's ever been a senator is always called a senator. I'm honored that it's a sign of respect. But you have to earn that respect, you know? That's nothing that gets accorded just by a title. You have to earn respect
so
in
it's,
life.
With great pride, you answer to both.
Yeah, well, we work at it.
Hey, Jim, we have a caller on the line. Jay, good morning. Do you have something for our Jim Nielsen?
Hello, Mr. Nielsen. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. Well, indeed.
Well, you know, I just wanted to add my 2 cents to what you're talking about, the bad things that have been happening. Just yesterday morning, I dropped off a woman at the Amtrak station, and some crazy who obviously, he mentioned he'd just gotten out of jail and had prison tax, and it was just nuts. I had to protect her from the guy. I mean, he was obviously going to do something until he saw me eyeballing him and standing there just watching him until he'd go away. I mean, there's all kinds of bad people out there doing stuff right now, and I think the only thing that we can really do, because with all due respect to you, Mr. Nelson, the government isn't going to be able to help us. Not really. Not with the budgets. I think it's just up to us to protect each other. I don't mean vigilante stuff, but I just mean be good citizens and protect each other.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head. Our valiant law enforcement folks cannot handle the problem that the state is dumping on them. It cannot be handled. So all citizens, it is going to be our responsibility to help watch over each other to the best that we possibly can, and to watch secure ourselves, our person, and our property to the highest degree we can, because government is letting us all down.
Badly. Anyway, thank you for letting me get in my two cents, Carl. Linda, have a great day.
Jay, our yellow cab philosopher.
Yeah,
so,
Jay.
And Jay's always telling us what's going on in the streets. Thanks a lot, Jay, for calling.
Well, thank you, Jay, for standing up.
Well, you know, this is what's going on is, you know, we don't have enough police. We don't have enough sheriffs because of the budget cuts. The people we have are outstanding, of course, but they, you know, we're turning them loose in the jails. I mean, it's becoming a joke to the criminals. They fear nothing. They're turning in their little GPS receivers. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, that's what their comment is. What are you going to do?
You cut your receiver off, and there's no consequence for doing it.
There's
and
none.
As a matter of fact, even if you got it on, we don't have the officers who can monitor the bloody thing. So it's of no value if nobody can check it.
Yeah. So does that mean if Governor Brown comes up here into Shasta County, you go up there and you spit on his chest, he won't go to jail because it's no harm. No harm, no foul type thing.
No.
I don't know.
That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
There's diminished consequences for continued criminality these days. At worst, and largely so, there's no consequence.
Yeah, you go to jail and you get out. Anyway. Okay.
And your legislators, folks, are voting to do that. It's appalling. This is real to me. I had that dang Board of Prison term for a lot of years, and these things are not abstract, they're real, and each of us now are facing it out in the streets. The stories you tell are the examples.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much, Senator, for being with us today, and, you know, we always welcome updates on anything that's going on.
We'll keep you posted.
All right. Thanks
a lot.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Hey,
we've got Amy on the line. Amy.
Hi. What's happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We got like 2.5 minutes here to get us healthy.
Wow. Okay. Well, so we're on our little summer series of my five habits that I'm trying to get everybody to focus on. And just to run through them really quick again, it's eat slowly, eat protein with each meal, eat vegetables or fruit with each meal, make sure you have your carbohydrates after your exercise and in the morning, and eat healthy fats. But I'm going to go all the way back to one. I know last week I focused on eating slowly, but it occurred to me that a lot of people don't realize how they should feel after they're eating. So today, what you're going to do is you're going to eat your typical meals, and I want you to observe how you feel immediately after eating those meals. So right after your meal, you should still feel a little hungry, because it takes about 15 to 20 minutes for the brain to register that it's full. So slow down, eat a little slow if you're a fast eater, and give yourself that 15 to 20 minutes. Stop when you're about 70 to 80% full. An hour after you've finished eating, you should still feel satisfied with no desire to eat another meal, okay? And then 2 hours after eating your meal, you may start to feel a little hungry, like you could eat something, but the feeling's not overwhelming. Now, 3 hours after finishing your meal, you should feel like it's time for your next meal. You should be around a 7 or 8 in your hunger zone, where 10 is the hungriest. But, you know, maybe kind of how you feel after you exercise, like you're ready to take in some food. You might not really be hungry yet, but you're definitely ready for a meal. Now, 4 hours, you guys, you should be quite hungry after 4 hours of eating. Definitely need to be eating something. This is actually, in my opinion, too far to go. I would like it to be no more than 3 to 3.5 hours between meals, but up to 4 is my limit.
Okay, we have 30 seconds, and that'll be our limit.
Okay, because after 4 hours, then you're going into starvation mode, and then you're going to slow your metabolism down, and I don't want to do it, and then you make poor choices.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, boy.
We hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, thanks, you too.
Thanks so
we'll
much.
We'll see you Monday.
Amy always gives us a great update and tells us, you know, helps us be mindful of what's happening over the weekend. We love it here. It's Friday. Welcome to our show, KCNR 1460. It's the 22nd. We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He thought he was going to blow up the U.S. Capitol. The FBI had other ideas, and now the suspect in that plot is ready to admit his crime. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Ramin Al-Khalifi was arrested in February about a block from the U.S. Capitol wearing what he thought was an explosive-laden suicide vest. Those explosives were duds provided by undercover agents. Khalifi, a native of Morocco living illegally in Virginia, planned to blow himself up inside the Capitol. He's expected to plead guilty in federal court today. Had he been convicted at trial, he would have faced a life prison term, Dave.
Jared, a terror trial is starting in Texas this morning. Opening statements in the case against a Saudi man who tried to build a bomb. He'd researched U.S. targets, prosecutors say. Dams, nuclear plants, even former President George W. Bush's home. Jerry Sandusky, still waiting for his jury to decide if he's guilty of molesting boys. Bob Hauer with Fox affiliate WHP, live outside the court in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
Dave, he might be waiting for a while, too. After about 8 hours of deliberations yesterday, the jury picked back up this morning, starting by going over more than 2 hours of testimony by Mike McQuarrie, the former Penn State assistant, who said he saw Sandusky in a shower at a football building with a young boy. In all, the jury's reviewing 48 charges against the former PSU defensive coordinator related to the alleged abuse of 10 boys over 15 years. They're not talking about the two new accusers who stepped forward last night while the jury was at work. One of those accusers, Sandusky's adopted son, Matt. Dave?
Bob, the special U.N. envoy to Syria, who tried to broker the failed ceasefire, says Iran must be part of the solution. The U.S. has strongly opposed that, Kofi Annan fearing an all-out civil war in Syria. An injured climber has to weather a storm on Washington's Mount Rainier, awaiting a rescue the day after a park ranger died rescuing three others, sliding down 3,000 feet.
A misstep, and there's not a lot of room for error up there on the mountain.
Spokesman Kevin Bacher, Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Mary could get away with being an awful person because she was a killer salesperson. So when Mary leveled outbursts at some poor soul, her bosses just looked away. As for her co-workers, they kept their distance. All but Sandra, who could manage a kind attitude for anyone, Mary included. No real surprise, then, that when Sandra had a personal crisis, who showed up first and helped the most? Right, Mary. Not long after, a new side of Mary emerged at work, too. A better side. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Odd as it seems, the best way to reap kindness, even from rock-hard soil, is to sow kindness in the first place, in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
It's now 191 homes destroyed in that giant still-burning wildfire near Fort Collins, Colorado that has scorched 68,000 acres. Too much water is the problem in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Deluged this week by rain.
The flash flooding that hit the Duluth area this week is moving south, forcing people like Anthony Jackson in Willow River to get out.
I graduated last night when the water actually hit the doorstep, and I had 3 little children with me.
Meantime, in the Duluth area, which had its wettest 2-day period ever, they're assessing the damage.
It affects about half of our highway system. That's about 670 miles of paved highway and 760 miles of gravel road.
Superior, Wisconsin is drying out and starting the cleanup, and 3 people are dead after a crash that happened when heavy rain washed away a 50-foot stretch of highway in the small town of Willard, Wisconsin, about 50 miles southeast of Eau Claire. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
LeBron James called it the best day of his life. And Miami fans are celebrating after the Heat won the NBA championship and LeBron was named the series MVP. Fans in Cleveland are not cheering.
A sense of bitterness from Cavaliers fans who still feel betrayed by LeBron James nearly 2 years after he left the shores of Lake Erie for South Beach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you be, like, he grew up here. Why wouldn't he want to stay here, you know? It's kind of a slap in the face, but what are you going to do?
LeBron James prepped at Akron's St. Vincent St. Mary High School before the Cavaliers took him number one overall in the 2003 NBA draft. LeBron unable to bring a ring to Cleveland.
In Cleveland, Carmen Angelo for Fox News Radio.
An NBA player is suing a New York City nightclub. San Antonio's Spur, Tony Parker, wants $20 million, claiming he suffered a scratched retina during a fight involving singer Chris Brown and members of hip-hop star Drake's entourage last week in the club. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Second hour of our daily show here. 8:05 in the morning. It's June the 22nd. 530-605-4567 to give us a call. And we're streaming live and hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. And you can get in and join our chat room as I'm looking down here at Sun Gold and Angel and Richard and many others. Of course, Bad Bob's here. And beautiful and erudite.
It's Friday. You know what happens is that I think, you know, we've got a big jump in the weather. It's currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. You know, it seems like we've gone up and down 30 to 40 degrees in this last week. We have showers. Temperatures up to 69 today and tonight, showers again, most likely around 54 degrees. Weather stories brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We have a couple announcements to make and then we're going to our market minute.
Well, this is Support Rural America, the Sheriff's event. It's hosted by Tehama County Sheriff Dave Henkrat. It's going to be tomorrow at the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, time 1:30, admission's free. A panel of 10 constitutional sheriffs, which includes, of course, our own Shasta Sheriff, Tom Basenko, the Siskiyou Sheriff, who's going against them big time up in Siskiyou County, John Lopey. Everybody, we're going to have 10 of them there, food vendors, live music, everybody's welcome. And Support Rural America, again, Saturday, tomorrow at 1:30 p.m., the Support Rural America Sheriff's event. Okay, now let's go to our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley.
Good morning. What's Hello. Happening with our market minute, Josh?
Well, good morning. Markets are higher in the opening hours of trading. Stocks are rebounding from yesterday's steep losses. All 10 sectors on the S&P were higher, led by financials. Currently, the Dow's up 61 points at 12,635, while the NASDAQ is up 16 at 2,875, and the S&P 500's up 5 at 1,330. Oil's up 59 cents at $78.79 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.71%. Gold's down $3.30 this morning at $1,562, while silver is down 19 cents at $26.70 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Merck's up 65 cents at $40.10, Verizon's up 38 pennies at $43.70, while Big Blue is up 81 cents at $194.20. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
You know what? I like
Monday
his energy.
Friday. Yeah, Josh is a great guy.
He sounds like, again, I always think he's like, he's the caller. He's the guy that, he's the sports caller and the ring that's telling you about, you're sliding into third.
He's getting into second base. Oh, yes. Hey, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. You know, today is Friday. And Wells Fargo Advisors are located at Park Marina Drive. Today's Friday. So at 9 o'clock, we have our Shasta Startup, our business show. And, of course, after that, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus. They're talking about, and this is going to be perfect for them, they're going to be talking about finances again. And with the downgrading of so many banks by Moody's, that has caused a great deal of consternation throughout the world. With the downgrading of those banks, Bank of America, I think, let me see who else they have here. They had, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan and Chase, and a couple of others. Also Barclays of, you know, in England, the Deutsche Bank in Germany, the world stock markets falling with this news. And the German economy, which is the strength of Europe, is the lowest level of confidence in many years. Our economy here in the United States, being tied into some of these, of course, is also having problems. And the main topic, the main concern of our American public is the economy. And nothing's happened. It's been 3.5 years, and it's getting worse. And the, you know, the newest saying, or I guess slogan from the Obama administration for reelection is forward. Let's move forward. Well, the way we're going with them, you're going to take a step forward and fall off the precipice unless things change. You know, he said, if things aren't changed by the time I finish my first term, I'm going to be a one-term president. I hope he's right, because things have not changed, and things are getting worse. Okay, we're going to take a break. Carl and Bot, our guest, Bob Dunlap, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, is here, and we're going to talk about some of the things that are happening with the veterans community. I want to talk about the veterans home, which we just got that news about, you know, we had the great news 2 days ago, and then now this news that that we may be, you know, the homes may go away again. We'll find out as soon as we get back. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot. Places I'm known, things that I'm growing, won't taste the same without you. I got myself in the worst mess I've been, and I find myself starting without you. Seems to me. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You worked hard to get to this point.
Well, he didn't
know
about
eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ready Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Your neighbors working there, giving great deals, taking care of your vehicles. They've got a vehicle for every need, whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, brand new or previously owned, they have it. They take great pride in the vehicles they have down there and great pride in the service they provide. You can't say more about Redding Crown Motors. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue this weekend and take a look at what they have. They're going to make a super deal for you. Give them a call at 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And this news just broke about the Veterans Home. Well, what do you think there, Bob?
Incredible. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Incredible news. I heard that on the way in, listening to Jim Nielsen on the radio. And something as of yesterday we wouldn't have thought would happen, but as he said, behind closed doors, some deals were made, and it sounds like the Assembly did the right thing by excluding the tax triggers, you know, so the Veterans Home would still open on time, but the Senate, for some reason, included that in their version, and if we don't meet those tax objectives, then no money for the Veterans Home. So... I'm not real optimistic this is going to happen. There's others that are in the know that are more optimistic than I am. But, you know, unless we can convince the governor that and the Senate that we need to open our homes, it may not happen.
Bob, let's go back. Casey and I, we get new listeners all the time. The chat pack is evident of that, for people who maybe we just take for granted that everybody knows who Bob Dunlap is. Let's go back again and let's give a history on who you are and what the Veteran Service Officer, the position that you hold, does.
Okay. Just a real quick snapshot of me. Anderson High School graduate, class of 73, so I'm a local guy. I went in the Air Force in 76 and retired in 2003 after 26 years Air Force. And then I took the job as the Veteran Service Officer in 2010 and been hard working ever since at that job. And what the Veteran Service Office does is it provides direction, guidance, outreach for veterans in their county. And we do a lot of outreach in Shasta County because it's a big county and there's folks all over the place, Burney, MacArthur, Fall River area that we can't reach with the sound of our voices on the radio, and we just have to go there and talk to those folks. We provide the guidance on how to present a claim to the VA, which is a legal process. Very difficult, arduous legal process.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It is not easy.
It takes a village to put together a claim to the VA.
And
why is it so hard?
Well, it's because it's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, it is. But I don't mean it's not an attack on Bob Dunlap, but why is it so hard?
Yeah. It's hard because it's a legal process, and they want to make sure that only valid claims are adjudicated by the VA. And that's what our office is all about, is to making sure that when a veteran or a dependent presents a claim to the VA, that all the facets are covered and everything is waiting for the VA to make a decision on. So it's a difficult process.
No.
Okay, well, here, let me just finish with my thought process here. What happens when we are doing news and we're covering things and we're listening to stuff? It's like a tap, 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 and pretty soon the tap gets dull. We got to keep the tap alive. In other words, what is happening with the Veterans Home? We've talked about it this morning. People are, again, they're in and out of the cars, they're in and out of the shower. Where do we stand right now?
Okay, well, the facts are that on the 21st of May 2010, we broke ground on the Veterans Home on Knighton Road in Redding. And that was Governor Schwarzenegger that publicly pronounced, we will not forget our veterans.
A lot of people were there. He said he guaranteed them, even if he wasn't here, yeah. He guarantees.
And that was a very public, very, and I think it was a patriotic statement. It wasn't a political statement. He says, we will not forget our veterans.
Yeah.
New administration, new principles, new thought that we're going to balance our budget. The balanced budget is going to be first, and the veterans are going to be somewhere after that. I think that's just the way it is. And so now the opening of the Veterans Home, now that it's complete, now that 150 beds are waiting to be slept on.
250 people waiting to be hired.
Exactly right. And this isn't a freebie. The veterans don't stay there free. This is a money maker for the state of California. These folks pay significantly to stay there. And a boon for the economy because, like you said, the jobs are there. The people visiting those folks are visiting. They're staying at hotels. They're eating at restaurants. They're buying gas. You know, it's a significant boon to the economy. But all that aside, it's the right thing to do for our veterans. So somehow that became a lower priority with administration change, and balancing the budget became first.
Much lower than illegal aliens, a train to nowhere, I can go on and on and on and on and on because they don't care about veterans. Governor Brown, let me say this. Governor Brown does not care about veterans. He could care less. He is, you know, and if he says he doesn't, he is lying. He is lying if he says he does, because it would be so easy to move that money to homes that are already built. Even the Democrats are saying that, that leaderless mob down there are even saying is that holding this, you know, why aren't we using these buildings? And why aren't we using these homes? And the whole thing is they're holding veterans hostage unless we vote for his tax increase. It's ridiculous. It is a priority. Veterans in California do not have a priority in the Democratic Party or with Governor Brown.
And, Carl, you know, in my position, I'm apolitical. As a veteran,
you
I'm
can't
apolitical.
Say that's right.
But the facts are what they are. And the veterans' home should have been opened in January this year, and it's remaining dormant. There's five employees there that are pretty much a caretaker force.
What do they do? Mowing the lawn and scrubbing, getting the dead crickets out of the windowsills?
That's keeping
exactly
people
right.
from stealing the stuff inside it. That's
okay,
what they're
see,
there for.
There, we've got to fix this, and we hope in the next 6 months that we can do something to really rattle some big cages here. Got to take a break. Take your way in here and your phone call. 605-4567. It's Friday. How are you? 8:20 in the morning. KCNR 1460.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains. And if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The doctor will see you now.
Today, a mom will get a checkup. A dad will get a blood pressure screening. And a little one will get a vaccine. With the healthcare law, you may now have preventive benefits with no insurance copays or out-of-pocket costs. But there's another reason to join the millions who are using their benefits today. Staying healthy. For all those tomorrows you want to enjoy.
Learn more at healthcare.gov. Better health is in your hands.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's 59 degrees out there. It's June the 22nd. We have thunderstorms and stuff today. Maybe rain. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, inside of Tobacco Brew. Espresso Joe's, where you can get your coffee flavor of the month, hot or iced, 20 ounces for just $3. And, of course, it is a place to go where you get the best coffee beans, the biggest bang for your buck. Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco and Brew, Hilltop Drive. Veteran friendly.
That's right. Discounts for veterans. You know, finally, you know, somebody that cares about veterans. We have a lot besides just our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Bob Dunlap. You know, this, you know, Northern California cares about veterans. They care about what happens to our veterans. Now, there's other programs that are positive programs that are going on right now for our veterans.
There are, Carl, and there's, you know, I'd like to switch to a positive note here. The Veterans Home can be pretty demoralizing when you talk about that long enough, but there's a new program that the VA announced about a month ago. It's called VRAP, V-R-A-P. It stands for Veterans Retraining Assistance Program. And what this does is it recognizes that some veterans who would like to be retrained, like to go back to school, have either exhausted their GI Bill benefits or they have waited past the 10 or 15 year point to get those benefits, and they've expired. So this VRAP program will pay them a stipend of about $1,500 a month maximum to go back to school to learn a trade in one of 210 specialties, and then go back to the workforce.
That's great.
So, yeah, this is wonderful because there's a lot of folks that got out of the service in 1990 or 1985, and they said, well, where's my GI Bill benefits? Well, they expired a few years ago, sorry. Now this VRAP will provide them some help to get retrained and to some very desirable specialties and get back in the workforce. And while they're going to school, pay the $1,500 a month to do that.
Well, you know, I wanted to do a shout-out before we started, you know, because we've had all kinds of home repairs that have gone awry last week, mm-hmm. and we had an air conditioning problem, and the gentleman that came in, I really respect those people who have a vocation that chose the job. He said he started in high school, and it's something he's been doing forever and ever and ever. It's really good. I thought, well, you know, you could go anywhere in the world once you know plumbing or, you know, air conditioning units, and you understand the older ones and the newer ones. Just have to be able to have that kind of knowledge. You can work. And I just think it's great. So you're talking about all types of work. It just made me really respect somebody who, you know, knows how to get underneath a car and work on a car. I love that. Knowing how to perfect or master whatever that is.
Yeah. And there's a lot of veterans out there that are eager to go back into the workforce, but they don't have the training, the skills, the knowledge to do that. So this program will help them. It's for a relatively select group of people, age 35 to 60. And
again, discriminated against.
Yeah, those 34-year-olds are out there. I'm sorry, but
yeah, what about a 60 plus?
The VA estimated there's 400,000 eligible 35 to 60-year-old veterans that are out of work and that meet that requirement. And there's 99,000 jobs, or essentially a quarter of those that should
Great.
Be able to get employed with VRAP. So it's a good program.
Question? Great program.
Yeah, and our office can help with information on that. 225-5616 is our number down
That's
there.
That's positive reinforcement right
it
there.
It is. Yeah. And you'll hear something else positive. While we were here on the air, I got another email. Is that the VFW about hearing about this? They're starting to mobilize on these trigger cuts,
okay.
Sending stuff out to all their members in the VFW saying you need to go to your senators and your assemblymen saying this is enough of this, that we will not vote for the tax cuts or for the tax rises, and you need to put this money back into the budget, get it out of the trigger cut. So the VFW has just started up on that.
Yeah, and let's not miss the importance of that. Veteran service organizations carry very strong voices, not only in the state, but in the federal government.
American Legions, big, you know, the big, their convention here, I hope they roll in. They've got hundreds of thousands of people involved with that. The VFW, you know, maybe this is what is needed by the veterans in this state is to take a look at that mob we have running, supposedly running the government down there, and say, you know what? Enough of this.
Yeah.
You know, quit trying to balance your budget on the backs of the veterans. You know, yeah. Anyway, we got like a minute left here before we have to take a break. You know, the idea of training in the jobs, great. Helping people in the with the GI Bill with educational benefits. I know people are using that right now. Adam McElvain is using it.
Oh, wonderful.
Couldn't go to school without that.
And also
that.
Chandler, my producer.
Chandler Ariano, that's right. And he's
a returning Iraqi Marine.
So there's a lot. Nelson just graduated from college. This is really helping people, just like it was after World War II, is when they used the GI Bill to buy things, to get into homes, and then the VA, to get their education.
Yeah, great program. They absolutely should take advantage of it. You bet.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. When we come back, I want to talk about how much money the veterans bring in to Shasta County.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The jury in the Jerry Sandusky trial this morning reviewing testimony from a key prosecution witness in the child sex abuse trial.
While the jury was deliberating last night, the former Penn State assistant coach's adopted son, through his attorney, announced he himself was abused by Jerry Sandusky. His attorney didn't provide more details, and the defense didn't respond to that allegation. Now, since the jury is sequestered, that information they likely didn't hear.
Bob Howard with Fox affiliate WHP. In the fight for the White House, much of the focus on the Latino vote. One day after Mitt Romney addressed a group of Hispanic leaders in Orlando, the president speaks to the same audience.
The president is likely to also talk immigration here at the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. It is a key issue.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown, jobs, economy, and education, other important issues. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Do you long for 8 hours sleep, but you're lucky to get six? Get a better six with your purchase of a new Sealy Posturepedic mattress from locally owned Cresson's Mattress Gallery. Sealy Posturepedic is designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points, which allows your body to get a complete restful sleep night after night. As a locally owned independent mattress store, Cresson's carries a full inventory of mattresses at competitive and even lower prices than those so-called discount mattress stores, allowing you to sleep better tonight rather than waiting for your special order to arrive next week. And Cresson's always have 12-month no-interest OAC, free bed frame or free local delivery, and disposal of your old mattress. So, can't get 8 hours of sleep? In the real world, you're lucky to get six. Get a better six with your new Sealy Posturepedic mattress from Cresson's Mattress Gallery, where our business has always been your comfort. Ask about our 30-night sleep guarantee at Cresson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. It's Friday, June the 22nd. 605-4567 is our phone number if you have a question for our guest, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer Bob Dunlap. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue in Cypress Square. DC Tim and the Man in Black. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's Last Stronghold, a good group of people go down there. We all get our hair cut down there in this place, right? And Linda had a trim there the other day. Okay, maybe not. But you did catch up your reading on guns and ammo while you were waiting
for
me.
Well, that was like not... Yeah, okay.
Are we talking to the microphone?
I know, it was a long time ago. I put my toe in the edge of the pool and asked permission. And I almost feel like it is man's last stronghold.
I don't need to ask permission.
Oh,
to go
I know.
In there.
I just, can I come in? It's okay. No. It's a guy's club. I just feel like
women
you know,
go in there all the time. Take your kids
in
there.
They need to drop them off and leave.
Our guest is Cypress Square Barbershop. It's right off Athens Avenue, right there. Bob, wait, you saying what? You dropped me off there, and I'm like being babysat by the DC.
I'm just saying it's great that you guys can. It's like guys play poker. It's a guy thing. It's a cool. Okay, I mean, if a woman wants to go and get her hair cut, that's cool too.
But no, they do not cut women's hair there unless you want a buzz cut.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you that I think that it's a great guys club. It's really cool. It's a hang.
All right.
I admire that. I think it's great.
Okay. Speaking of a great hang, here's Bob Dunlap. I can hang out down at the Veterans Service Office. Y'all bring in lots of money to our county. People don't realize that. And, I mean, I hate to be mercenary about it, but, you know, the budgeting and all this thing is so important, maybe they ought to take a look at what the veterans do for this county and this state. Just, you know, I know that I've heard this before, but, you know, tell our listeners what goes on there.
Absolutely. We're really proud of what we do there. But we're providing a service to those veterans. Those veterans put in a claim with the VA, and the VA provides a monetary benefit for them in a lot of cases. Those benefits last year were over $5 million, and these are new claims, not claims that have been in existence for years and years. So if you look at just the 2011 claims at $5 million, then you add to that those claims that are in existence for 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 years, there's an impact to Shasta County to the tune of about $100 million a year. It's veterans assistance type money coming into Shasta County. It's a huge amount.
That's retirements. That's medical.
No, that's not retirement.
Oh, it's not even retirement.
That's VA. That's assistance. Say we have a widow of a wartime veteran that has been receiving $1,000 a month for 10 years. You know, that benefit has been existing for a long time. Or the new benefits like we had in 2011. Now, those $5 million just in the new benefits. So there's a tremendous impact that the VA provides for Shasta County. We're happy to be a part of that. It's the right thing to do for us.
Well, it is. And people don't seem to understand this, is that the more that we reach out to veterans, the more that the veterans are brought into the fold to get the benefits they deserve, that they've earned. It's not just handed to them like a meth infected a denizen of the streets who just gets money handed to them so they can have more meth.
This is
benefits they have earned through their service.
That's the right way to look at it. This isn't an entitlement program.
It's not an entitlement program at all.
This is they've earned it.
And when I hear that, well, look what you're getting in your retirement. Look at the medical you get. Excuse me, I spent a lot of time like you and I have, and every veteran, we get this because of injuries we have received while in service. It's not like we're walking down the street and get hit by a truck. It's because of other things. And so when I hear that, I just think of completely into, you have no concept. But let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
And
I just want to say what a good job Bob's doing down there.
He is.
For getting done. But I have a question. Oh, the one thing I wanted to say before we get into this here is I really appreciate all the stuff that Maurice is doing, and I think Maurice needs to go back down and lace and do some more special walking down the halls like he does at the Capitol down there.
I think, you know what, Maurice has done a stupendous job. Yeah, and what happens is that, you know, he, Maurice Yohannes and Mojo believes in the right way of doing things. You know, hey, go down there, we negotiate, we talk about it, we come to an understanding. Well, I think that where Mojo is absolutely right, but there are legislators down there that don't care.
Right.
They don't understand this.
Right. And there is legislators down there that have got to run off for their position. We need to find out who they are. Go to their districts and hold their feet to the fire and make sure they're going to be on with the program and not off with it.
You know, the only thing they have to do is the legislators down there, and I use that term, you know, loosely for many of them, is fact is say, hey, you know what? We want the veterans' home to open. We don't want this to be a trigger cut. We don't want to use this as a bargaining chip, you know, which is what they're doing. I mean, how low can you possibly go?
Right.
And they have reached, you know what, just when you think that they can't get any lower than a snake's belly, they just have made it so that they could use stilts and walk under a snake's belly.
Yeah, well, when they cut down and won't let you open up something that they've already spent money on to build, they should be held to not doing their job. All the people down there need to be prosecuted under wasting state taxpayers' funds.
There you go. You know what?
And, how about, we need to bring something against them like that.
How about defrauding the population of California by taking
right.
a salary when indeed all they want to do is line their own pockets and take care of their special interest groups and the money people?
Yeah. Now the reason why I called though
okay.
is I wanted to ask Bob Dunlap is that is there an age limit on people that can go back to college and learn a trade?
Yes, and thanks for calling, Jim. Thanks for the comments about the office. There is an age limit for the VRAP program, so if your GI Bill entitlement has expired, you would have to be between the age of 35 and 60, and that's the cutoff. And I don't know why they cut it off at 60 as opposed to 64, and that's just the numbers they ran. So for the VRAP program, age 60 is the cutoff.
Hmm.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
I can't qualify for anything. I went down and tried to get a job at Caltrans. And I wanted to. I've had a business, a contracting business, for 45 years, and I have two excavators, and I know how to operate equipment. And I wanted to go out and get one of those hats and stand around the edge of the road out there and watch them work out there. I could do that and make some extra money, and I can't even qualify for that job because I don't have a high school diploma.
Jim, I think we can all stand around. I want a hat too. We can stand around and drink coffee. All right, Dave, thanks a lot for the phone call. We got to run.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott. Bob Dunlap is our guest, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. You know what, Jim? You know, here's Jim's had a contractor for 45 years. You know, obviously things have gotten
license.
Tight there, license
yeah.
and all this. And he wants to move on. So, I mean, you know, it's not time for him to quit. He can't quit.
No,
and yet it's like we're designating if you're over the age of 60. And a veteran.
I'm sure there's got to be some kind of senior veteran program.
There's got to be other programs out there.
A senior veteran program. Why not?
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Filing a claim for disability or pension can be a difficult process. If you have a claim with the Department of Veterans Affairs or are considering filing a claim with the VA, you will want to attend a special town hall meeting hosted by the Northern California Healthcare System Reading VA Clinic. The meeting will be at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street in Reading at 6 p.m. on Friday, the 29th of June. Experts from the VA Regional Office in Oakland and from the McClellan VA Outpatient Clinic in Sacramento will be on hand to provide information about the claims process and details of a compensation and pension exam. For more information, please call the Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 225-5616. Again, the town hall meeting is Friday, the 29th of June at 6 p.m.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Boss. What are you doing this weekend? A lot of things going on, but one of the things you ought to be doing is taking your Harley-Davidson out for a ride. Or if you don't have a Harley-Davidson, you stop by Reading Harley-Davidson up there on Twin View Boulevard at 1268. Give them a call at 241-7117 and say, hey, look, what do you got out there? You know, come on by. Take a look. If you got a motorcycle license, you can get to go and take test rides. If you got an old bike, you say, you know, it's time for a new one. Bring it in there. They're going to take it in. They'll take it in. And for trade-ins, they've got full financing available. They're open Tuesday to Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And they're selling Harley-Davidsons. Not only do they take great pride in the product they sell, they then service your motorcycle. You want to make sure your bike's safe. You want to make sure everything's working on it right. You want to add maybe that little bit of chrome, put those new pipes on it. Reading Harley-Davidson. You know what? Experience the ride. Live the dream. Reading Harley-Davidson. Our guest is Bob Dunlap, a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Before we get to him, we're going to do weather last time.
Right down on Market Street where our studios are at KCNR. It's currently 60 degrees. Looks like we're going to have 60% of showers today with our temperatures around 69. Tonight, it looks like we also have 60% chance of showers with our temperatures going to 54 degrees. Looks like the weekend forecast. We've got a 70 on Saturday with temperatures to 50. Again, a chance of showers. Sunny most of Sunday with 76. Sunday night looks clear with 53. And again, we get back into our 75s and our 83s on Mondays and Tuesdays. Weather's always brought to you by Ensamo Vineyards.
Ensamo Vineyards. They've got dancing or music this weekend, but also horseback riding. You know, we haven't even talked about the horseback riding they have.
Yeah,
there.
They're starting to really book up in the horseback riding adventures. They have 1 hour, 1.5 hour, and 2.5 hour excursions. You will see some of the most beautiful scenery on the horse. I have taken the horseback 2 hour ride before. It's phenomenal because you come back over on their 2,500 acre ranch. You'll come over the hills and you'll see parts, vistas and views, that you won't see in other locations because of the fact of, where the ranch is located. Of course, in Inwood Valley, great food. John's Tadeli is turned up the notch. Everyone's talking about it on the street. How great it was. Last night we went for Thursday night pizza night. And again, Friday and Saturdays they have music. We're attending a wedding there Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it's a tremendous place to go. It was fabulous last night with the breeze, great food, great wine, great friends. Great place to go.
474-5546. Okay, Bob. Okay, we've got, you know, probably about 8 minutes, 10 minutes here talking about what's going on that people should be looking at. We talked about the veterans training. We talked about the veterans home. Anything else going on?
Yeah, there's a couple things going on, and one of them, you just played the public service announcement for the VA briefing. That'll be a week from today. That'll be the 29th of June, 6 o'clock in the evening at the Veterans Hall. And that's really an important briefing, not just for those folks that have a claim with the VA, but those folks that are contemplating a claim with the VA. So we won't have our experts locally, we'll be there, but these are the folks that actually look at the claims. These are the folks from the Oakland Regional Office who are responsible for looking at the claims, and they can tell you the claims process and answer questions of why a claim takes so long and what's the process for doing that. And these people were a little reluctant to come to our briefing because they know that there's some people that know the process to some degree out here in the Northern California area, and they've been waiting a year to get a claim, and I think
the backlog is what, close to a million cases backlogged, and the ones down in Oakland they've got like 250,000 backlogged themselves.
No, not really a million. It's only 905,000 nationwide backlogged. The Oakland Regional Office is the most backlogged of any region in the world, and they're at 35,000 new claims backlogged. So, they're substantially backlogged. It does take a long time.
Only 905,000. How could I have even thought a million?
Yeah, don't.
Well, you know, it's government. A million, a trillion, you know, they all sound alike.
Yeah.
You know.
But there is some good news. And in our office, we've been beating up on this fully developed claim program. The VA came out with about 6 months ago, and we are seeing some great success with that.
Really?
Fully developed claim, you can get a claim decided in 3 or 4 weeks as opposed to 6 months or 9 months. And we've seen that in some of our pension claims, some of the disability claims. It's a fast track to get the claim done. Essentially, what we're helping that veteran provide is all the information up front about their claim. The VA doesn't need to ask for any supporting documents. It's all there the first time. And the VA looks at that. They have a special rating section that looks at that and makes a decision, and that decision is sent back out to the veteran. And we've seen some pension claims in 3 weeks. We've seen some disability claims in as little as 60 days. Their average right now nationwide is 90 days for a fully developed claim, as opposed to 347 days for a regular track claim.
My goodness.
So
that's
tremendous,
that's
difference.
Interesting.
I have a question.
We've seen some good success with that, so that's sort of a bright spot right now in things that they're experimenting with the VA nationally.
That's great. Speaking of nationally, I have a question for you. Like, for instance, I just, you know, hypothetically, here's my father. We're traveling. Sometimes you ask for veterans discounts, and he has his papers, but he's never really gotten the plastic card. Mm-hmm. Do you have to go still to Bill or Travis, or can you help facilitate for people who cannot travel a great distance to get the military card?
He's not a retiree, though. He is a veteran, but not a retiree.
Okay, so hypothetical situation, your father's a veteran. He served 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
He got out. He is considered a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And an ID card is available. If he's a resident of Shasta County and he can bring in verification of his military service, we'll make an ID card for him, and it's a Shasta County seal on it. We'll sign it. We'll serialize a number. And with that card, he can go to one of 175 businesses in Redding and get a discount. And everything from auto oil changes to restaurants to, you know,
right.
there's lots of different
that's
places.
Right.
That's just
okay.
Great.
We've got to take a break here. When we come back for our last segment, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, is with us. And we've got something that somebody just sent us over the via the chat room. That a sixth grader's USMC shirt, too much for the school. We'll be right back.
Whoa.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals. And an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us.
North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included. Plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and desserts. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy changing, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Back down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. It's Friday, 8:57 in the morning. We only got a couple minutes left. By the way, the people that sent me the, said that a sixth grader was told to turn his shirt inside out and had USMC on it. Well, it did. However, it was sent to the young man by his brother who's serving a tour in Afghanistan. It has to do with leading, lead, follow, get out of the way. And it has a picture of the dog's, head and all that in the front. And then you go onto the back of the shirt. It has a photo or it has a depiction of a bulldog's rear end. And it was very correct. And it displayed the genital area.
It had not been neutered.
It had not been neutered. and the principal said, look, we're a conservative group here. He says, but I don't want little kids to be out there looking at the rear end of a dog at the testicles
the
of a bulldog.
The north end of a southbound bulldog. Yeah.
We got it.
But it was kind of cute. It's not like Barnes & Noble.
Boys
was putting
have
out,
them. Hello.
It, yeah, that's... Oh. Unless you're divorced, then you have to go visit them.
Hey,
is that right, Bad Bob?
I have a question. Oh, my gosh. Nobody in this room. I don't know
Monday,
what you're talking about.
On Monday, we have Sheriff Tom Basenko's coming back. Going to talk about the sheriff's meeting that they're having, the Rural America Sheriff's event for the 10 constitutional sheriffs, a panel of them, including our own sheriff, Tom Basenko, on Saturday, June 23rd, tomorrow at 1:30. It's a free out at the Red Bluff Fairgrounds. He's going to be in, but also we're going to be surrounded by angry beavers. They're coming in.
Thursday night, they're also going to be on my show. I'm going to have some of the contestants next Thursday with Dancing with the Stars and the Angry Beavers. It'll be a fun mix.
Angry Beavers.
They are great. There's a new roller derby girl of
Red. If you haven't seen this group, you are missing out.
I want to do a shout-out. We've talked about doing this, and I'm not sure. The veterinarian group of Dr.
Yes.
Bond's office.
Yes.
We appreciate you so much. It's just like having a really good doctor for your family, and your pet is part of your family, and trusting your veterinarian and the staff over at Dr. Bond's office. Thank you so much for taking care of Snooki. And, again, just the people in our lives that help it run and know that you can, have, the trust, the trust factor is just huge.
Yeah. Hey, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Thank you so much for being here and for everything you do to help our veterans.
Thanks for having me on, Carl. This is a great opportunity to get the word out about what we do. 1855 Shasta Street. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. We do close for lunch. Give us a call, 225-5616, and we're there to help our veterans and their dependents.
Great.
And coming up next, we've got Shasta Startup. The guys are
in the area.
Lobby ready to
and
get
then,
going on the air. It's some good stuff.
And then Bold Truth. And also in the next hour or so, be looking on Reading.com for my blog, Time Under the Helmet, because I'm going to have a couple of discussion points about Governor Brown and putting our veterans home up for a hostage. Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The deliberations continue, as does the wait for verdicts in the Jerry Sandusky trial. Outside the courthouse, Bob Hauer from Fox Radio Station WHP is live in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
Ron, the jurors started their day with a reenactment of the Mike McQuarrie testimony with an assistant prosecutor playing the role of the former Penn State assistant who said he saw Sandusky in a football building shower with a young boy. They also heard a recounting of a McQuarrie family friend's testimony. In all, that took about 90 minutes this morning. It's been nearly a day since the judge gave the jury the case. Sandusky denies all of the 48 charges he's facing. Ron?
Bob, he's saying it again about Syria.
We should maintain the pressure.
But now United Nations envoy Kofi Annan says Iran should be involved in the peace process. Russia wants that. The U.S. does not. In Syria's capital today,
a very well-organized show of support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad here in the center of Damascus, in front of one of the main mosques here on Friday prayer day. To count